Health talk by those who care. Have a health question or comment? Let us know at Jay County Hospital. Health talk by those who care.
Welcome to Health Talk by Those Who Care. I'm Vicki Delsite, Director of Marketing and Foundation here at your Jay County Hospital. I'm glad you've tuned in today to Health Talk. Health Talk is sponsored by the Jay County Hospital Foundation. Each week we will discuss health issues, check out the latest fitness tips, and share healthy recipes provided by the registered dietitian from the Jay County Hospital Nutritional Services Department. If you have any questions, you can email me at vdelsite@jaycountyhospital.com. Don't go away. We have great things to share in the next few minutes. Health Talk is sponsored by the Jay County Hospital Foundation. Thank you for making a difference in Jay County and the surrounding communities.
October is Physical Therapy Month. Jay County Hospital is a provider of physical, occupational, and speech therapies. With me today is Marianne Valentine, a physical therapist from Jay County Hospital Rehab. Marianne, why would my physician refer to me to physical therapy?
A physical therapist is a healthcare profession focused on restoring mobility, strength, and functional ability to improve the quality of life, the ability to pursue your favorite leisurely activities. Physical therapy is utilized for all ages, ranging from school age to older adults. We provide a comprehensive evaluation and innovative treatments designed to maximize and promote mobility, reduce pain, and restore function. Many times treatments are provided to reduce the need for long-term prescription pain medications and expensive surgeries.
What are the medical conditions often treated in physical therapy?
Well, we treat stroke, traumatic brain injury, pre- and post-operative care for joint replacements and other orthopedic surgeries, muscle and joint pain, decreased balance with walking, and dizziness, to name a few.
What treatments are provided by a physical therapist?
Treatments include exercise, soft tissue massage, A-STIM, range of motion, ultrasound, electrical stimulation, iontophoresis, brace and splints, balance and walking training, patient education and home exercise program, along with posture and body mechanics.
One of the current crises in healthcare is management of chronic pain. The problem with prescription opioid abuse and addiction across the United States has grown to epidemic proportions. According to the CDC, more people have died from drug overdoses in 2014 than any other previous year. And of those deaths, at least half involved prescription opioid. Other alarming stats about opioid abuse. According to the data collected by the CDC, as many as 1 in 4 people who receive prescription opioids long-term for non-cancer pain and primary care setting struggles with addiction. People who are addicted to prescription opioids are 40 more times likely to be addicted to heroin. In 2012, healthcare providers wrote 259 million prescriptions for opioid pain medication, enough for every American adult to have their own bottle of pills. More than 165,000 persons in the United States have died from opioid pain medicated-related overdoses. Marianne, can you tell us how a physical therapist will help with the pain management?
Well, physical therapists play a crucial role in pain management and can provide services in conjunction with opioids if necessary. Physical therapy is a safe and effective treatment to opioid for long-term pain management. We are movement experts who treat pain through movement, rather than just masking the sensation of pain. We help patients improve strength, flexibility, and range of motion, along with education about pain, which has been known to improve outcomes. Opioids only mask the sensation of pain and have side effects including depression, overdose, addiction, and withdrawal symptoms. Physical therapy side effects include improved mobility, increased independence, decreased pain, and prevention of other health problems through movement and exercise.
What are the reasons to choose physical therapy over pain medication for long-term pain management?
Physical therapy treatment plans are tailored to each person's needs and goals, taking pre-existing conditions into account. We can identify additional health issues beyond what the patient initially reports, thereby improving a person's overall health and quality of life.
For an evaluation with one of our highly skilled therapists, please contact the Jay County Hospital Rehabilitation Department at 726-4020. We are located at the Jay Medical Facilities at 1756 West 100 South here in Portland. We are located on the second floor. We do take insurance such as Medicare, Medicaid, Blue Cross Blue Shield, and many other insurances provided by your employer. We're here to meet all your physical therapy needs.
Today's recipe is for a seasonal and healthy pumpkin muffins or bread. These healthy pumpkin muffins have a great flavor, the perfect amount of sweetness, and a nice, soft texture. And they're nutritious. These come together quickly. Simply mix together the dry and wet ingredients separately, then gently combine. Be sure to use whole wheat pastry flour or white whole wheat flour, not regular whole wheat flour, or these will come out tough and too dense. Pour into a baking tin or loaf pan, bake, and a little while later your kitchen will be smelling amazing. Ingredients. Dry ingredients, 1.5 cup whole wheat pastry flour, 1/2 cup brown sugar, 1 teaspoon cinnamon, 1 teaspoon pumpkin pie spice, 1 teaspoon salt, 1/2 teaspoon baking soda. Wet ingredients. 1 cup canned pumpkin, 1/2 cup raisins or chocolate chips, 1/4 cup vanilla Greek yogurt, 1/4 cup unsweetened applesauce, 2 egg whites. This is equal to 1/3 cup liquid egg whites from a carton. Instructions. Preheat oven to 350 degrees. In 2 separate bowls, mix dry, then wet ingredients, then combine, adding wet to dry and stirring gently until the mixture is uniform. Depending if you are making bread or muffins, either spoon the mixture into a nonstick or greased muffin tray or bread pan. Pop them in the oven for about 25 minutes for muffins or 75 minutes for bread, and do a fork check near the end to test whether they're done. Nutritional information per muffin: 121 calories, 0.4 grams of fat, 265 milligrams of sodium, 31 grams of carbs, 3 grams of fiber, 3.6 grams of protein. Thank you for listening to Health Talk by Those Who Care. Remember, if you miss any part of our program, you can listen to it on our website at jcountyhospital.com. Click on Resources and then Health Talk. We look forward to talking to you next week, and until then, here's to your health.
Health Talk by Those Who Care. Have a health question or comment? Let us know at Jay County Hospital. Health Talk by Those Who Care.